This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Starting today through tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday till midnight at Ammunition Depot, you can order Federal American Eagle XM 855 green tips for your 5.56 with promo code Lock and Load or Lock and Load. Free shipping on all orders over $200. By the time you get done with everything, discounts, rebates, you're looking at 25 cents a round. That's 25 cents a round. This is in their bulk ammo. This is the Federal American Eagle XM855. All the links will be in every segment of the podcast today and tomorrow. This will be good today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday till midnight. All of you that I'm advocating go train with your rifle, this is the time to do it because you can get some really good ammo for a really good price. Free shipping. When you're ordering ammunition, shipping is a big deal. You'll be hearing about that all through this show, all through tomorrow's show, and the first hour of Monday's show. Take advantage of that. That's a really 25 cents a round. Typically, whenever somebody cuts it to the bone, you're looking at 33 cents a round. If you're buying in bulk, well, that goes a long way. Coming out of New York, I'm looking a lot at New York here lately. 70-year-old Vietnam veteran Don Hall. He was sitting at his Taberg, New York home when a bunch of deputies arrived. And they were there to take his guns after he'd wrongly been flagged as mentally defective. In an interview with Syracuse.com, Hall talks about how his fight to figure out what went wrong, how authorities had the wrong man, and what it took to get his guns back. He said, "I was guilty until I could prove myself innocent. They don't tell you why or what you supposedly did. It was just a bad screw-up." When Hall told police he'd never had any mental issues, deputies told him he must have done something that triggered the order under the New York State's SAFE Act. And the deputies left that night with six guns, two handguns and four long guns. Hall hired a lawyer and secured affidavits from local hospitals to prove he hadn't been recently treated. The only time he'd been a patient at any of the hospitals was 4 years ago at St. Elizabeth's Hospital for a sleep apnea test. At St. Elizabeth's, Hall said a clerk looked up his name and read him a Social Security number. He said it was slightly different than his, and she turned white as a ghost. St. Elizabeth Hospital in Utica had no knowledge of the misidentification error that Hall believes happened, according to Caitlin McCann, a spokeswoman for the Mohawk Valley Health System. So armed with information from the hospitals, Panzone wrote to Oneida County Judge Michael Dwyer, who ruled Hall should have his firearms returned to him in April. At first, he was told he could only have his pistols and his long rifles were going to be turned over to a gun shop. But almost immediately, he got a call saying he could have all of his firearms back. And eventually, his lawyer convinced the judge that authorities had him confused with someone else who had sought care, and that his weapons should never have been seized. To this day, no one at a hospital or the state and local agencies involved in taking his guns has admitted to Hall that a mistake was made, explained what happened, or apologized. A county judge did acknowledge the mistake and helped him get his guns back. Of course, he has no recourse, and he's out the money that he had to pay his lawyer, right? Yeah. Other data is coming in. Now, when this was coming out, this really was bothering me because I called this the minority report. The gun violence restraining order. 2016 was the first full year that got to play. California courts ordered people to temporarily give up possession of their firearms 86 times last year, based upon the gun violence restraining order, which took effect in 2016 and allows family members and law enforcement officers to seek a gun violence restraining order against someone they believe poses an immediate and present danger of harming themselves or others. Now, gun violence restraining orders are prima facie unconstitutional. Under the law, a judge can order government agents to confiscate the firearms of the accused in a closed-door hearing without the accused being present. But the gun violence restraining order is a temporary order. In California, the orders expire in 21 days, after which time the state must return the accused guns, unless the court sees fit to extend the confiscation period in a hearing where the accused is actually present. And out of the 86 times they took guns in California, and only 10 of them, the judge held a hearing and extended the order to 1 year because they determined the individual was still a substantial threat. So looking at that stat, you could say that California judges decided that the original GVRO was a good thing in only 12% of the cases, or that the GVRO was unjustified 88% of the time. What we don't know is how many of the 86 Californians subjected to a GVRO were put into protective care or incarcerated during those first 21 days of confiscation, which would make them, by definition, prohibited persons, removing their ability to keep and bear arms or any other dangerous object without the need for a GVRO extension. Pretty basically, all of it's stupid, and not to mention unconstitutional. Why in the world would a judge think that taking guns today from someone who poses a substantial threat, but leaving him walking on the street, how would that prevent them from obtaining a firearm illegally or by some other means carrying out a violent attack or committing suicide? If you think, I think it's David Kodria who says, if you can't be trusted with a gun, you can't be trusted to walk the streets without a custodian. How does that make any sense to have someone who has ruled a substantial threat, but leave him out there? It's sort of like the terrorist watch list. We're just watching them. We don't know what they're going to do, but we're just watching them. So, in this sense, isn't a GVRO something of a distraction from the real danger of letting adjudged loonies run loose? Does that offend anybody calling them loonies? GVROs are just theater, folks. They're security theater meant to show that someone is doing something, and like all examples of that particular breed, they breed stupidity, government overreach, and loss of liberty. That's what happened to Mr. Hall and the SAFE Act, and that's what happened to 86 Californians. And in both cases, guess what? They had to give them back in a lot of cases. Interesting. I don't know anything about the judges in California. There's a few, I'm sure, that have got to be just regular people without having some sort of liberal agenda behind them. But one can only hope. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about how Connecticut's strict gun control laws may soon be affected by the feds. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And we are back, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, I've got a deal for you. Federal American Eagle XM855 green tip, 62 grain. First of all, you're going to get 10% off the frontline price at Ammunition Depot. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $200 after the discount. And with the additional rebate that you're going to get from Federal American or Federal Ammunition, you're going to get it for 25 cents a round, which is essentially taking a $400 case of ammo and making a $250 case of ammo with free shipping. Go figure. I mean, I've been trying to get people to go train. Here you go. Here's the ammo to go do it, and you don't have to lose your shirt doing it. You can save $150, basically. You're basically saving $150 a case of ammo per thousand. Do the math. The promo code is lock and load or lock and load. This is good, effective today. It's good tomorrow. It's good Saturday, Sunday, and it will sunset Monday at midnight. AmmunitionDepot.com. In the show notes will be the promo code and the link to go to the page for this particular ammunition, the Federal American Eagle XM855 green tip 62 grain. That's an outrageous deal. That's almost a cost deal, $250 a case. Wow. AmmunitionDepot.com. Connecticut. Well, you know. In 2013, after Sandy Hook, a lot of gun control laws were enacted by the state politicians in 2013, none of which, by the way, would have done anything to stop Adam Lanza. All of that may soon be lifted by the federal government. That is if one gun-loving Republican congressman from upstate New York has his way. And we're talking about U.S. Representative Chris Collins. He unveiled something called the Second Amendment Guarantee Act, or H.R. 3576. If it passed into law, the new bill would prevent all state, county, and city governments from enforcing local rifle and shotgun regulations stricter than those at the federal level. Lindsay Nichols, the federal policy director for the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, said in a phone interview, "This is one of the more dramatic and extreme bills out there. It would really impact almost every state in the nation." Well, we are talking about a riot after all there, Lindsay. In Connecticut, in particular, Collins' bill would lift the state ban on many types of rifles that they call assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. It would also relax their strict licensing requirements for buyers and sellers of these guns. It would not, however, overturn any local rules on handguns. Now, according to the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, in 2016, in Connecticut, they strengthened its already strong gun laws by adopting new policies to protect victims of domestic abuse from gun violence. The state overhauled their gun laws in 2013, the week of Sandy Hook, and it has one of the lowest gun death rates in the nation. Now, in response to Collins' new bill, which he's also come out against Hudson's and some other stuff, Andrew Cuomo, my favorite governor, of New York, another state famous for strict gun control, warned Monday that it would put millions of people at profound risk. Cuomo quite condescendingly said, "We understand that Washington is in turmoil right now. We just ask that they don't do anything to set back the progress we've been able to make despite them." He accused Collins of being beholden to no one but the gun lobby and entrenched special interests, and called his new legislation a blatant political ploy. The full text of his bill is really, it's a paragraph. It's It's one of the most simple bills I've ever seen. It reads, well, in part, a state or a political subdivision of a state may not impose any regulation, prohibition, or registration or licensing requirement with respect to the design, manufacture, importation, sale, transfer, possession, or marking of a rifle or shotgun that has moved in or any such conduct that affects interstate or foreign commerce that is more restrictive or impose any penalty, tax, fee, or charge with respect to such a rifle or shotgun or such conduct in an amount greater than is provided under federal law. What this is basically doing is saying that with the Fed, this guy is saying, we can only do this, and therefore you can only do this, because it's a right. Now, you know, Lindsay from the Law Center said very few changes have been made to federal gun law in recent years, and she said it's become an area that's traditionally within the state authority. But at the state level, there's been 200 new laws to cover a range of loopholes in federal law efforts that would be significantly undermined by the new Republican legislation. Like what? Exactly. Here's the thing about this. Background checks happen with federal firearms licenses. We know that you want to regulate every sale of guns, which means there would have to be a registry, which that ain't going to happen. That isn't going to happen. So, you're not going to get that one. All of this stuff that you're talking about that is progress is nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. If you're not in California, not in California, in New York, if you're not politically well connected or part of the inner city or part of a diamond dealer or something, and you're not handling X amount of dollars all the time and moving it to and fro, you can't get a gun permit. You just can't get one. So we get it, and the Fed's trying to do this. For me, I'd like to see this bill pass. I would like to see every one of these guys just combust. It would truly be a thing to see if that one passed. I don't know how. There's going to be a lot of guys that say, well, Bill, you know everything that. Well, this is enumerated in the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is enumerated in the Bill of Rights. Pretty simple. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight. Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And here's a deal for you. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day Monday till midnight. Here's a deal for you. 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM 855 green tip. I misspoke earlier when I was saying 62 grain. It says all green tip products. 10% off of that. There's a rebate that goes with it, but the 10% is exclusive to you for using promo code LOCKANDLOAD or LOCKANDLOAD. All one word. I'm told that the capitalization is agnostic, so I hope that means that if you use it without caps, that there's no penalty and you still get the 10% off. This takes your cost from about $400 a case to $250 a case. That's a $150 savings after all discounts and rebates are totaled up. Now it is time to train. And they have some packages where you guys can get into some ammo really, really cheap. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I'm going to put the promo code in the show notes. And let's buy some ammo and go out and train. I'm going out to train this weekend. Let's train, shall we? Because we certainly do need it. AmmunitionDepot.com. in California, with a K, without any comment, the California Office of Administrative Law approved contentious new rules on semi-automatic weapons that look dangerous and bullet buttons. This past Monday, they updated their list of proposed regulations submitted by state agencies, approving the previously rejected submission by the California Department of Justice, expanding the definitions of an assault weapon and how they are registered. This is a very controversial move on their part. It's a 60-page draft that had been submitted in May, and it drew rapid-fire condemnation and threats of litigation from gun rights groups. California, with a K, Attorney General Xavier Becerra submitted an updated third proposal last month. Under the rules, those in the state who have firearms that meet the expanded definition of an assault weapon will have until July 2018 to register their guns through the California Firearms Application Reporting System, with a mandatory $15 fee per registration. That's, you got to make one for each gun. Those submitting applications will have to upload digital photos of the firearm, including the magazine release on each side of the receiver and of the barrel. Hobbyists who craft their own firearms will have to apply for a serial number through the system before completing their gun. However, the fun part, the website for the system states the ability to register is not yet available. Gun rights groups, including the Firearms Policy Coalition and the California Rifle and Pistol Association, are promising legal action, holding to the prior contention that the DOJ's now official rules will go well past what lawmakers intended. By approving these awful and unlawful regulations, the Office of Administrative Law and Department of Justice have collaborated and perhaps conspired to grossly exceed the statutory authority vested in the laws in order to advance their anti-gun agenda. That coming from Firearms Policy Coalition. A looming ban on previously grandfathered magazines in California was put on hold at the end of June by a federal court because of a suit brought by Second Amendment groups. California just keeps on going. President Trump's nominee for Surgeon General, because Chris Murphy sits on the Judiciary Committee, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, and he was asked about gun violence. His name is Dr. Jerome Adams, and Senator Murphy asked him what he would do as Surgeon General about the gun violence in America and how he would address it as a public health problem. That's a trap right there. That's a bear trap. That's a tripwire. That question caused a moment of tension, because former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, his confirmation was delayed for a year due to his support for gun control laws. Adams, who is Indiana State Health Commissioner, started off by saying that he owns a gun and he often treats gunshot victims. I am a gun owner and I have my lifetime gun permit. I also work in a level one trauma center, took care of a gentleman. Last week he was shot 6 times. I see it each and every day. He then attempted to respond directly to Murphy's question, arguing that guns and gun owners should be separated in the discussion about the gun violence plaguing cities around the country. He said, I think you have to start by separating the tool from the perpetrator. Cars are not a public health problem. Car accidents are a public health problem. Guns and gun owners aren't inherently a public health problem, but the violence that results absolutely is. He said there are evidence-based programs, some good ones out in Colorado, where they're bringing law enforcement, gun owners, and public health community together to look at solutions to lowering the violence. And it's not just homicides, it's also suicides. There are more suicides than there are homicides in this country. And I think there are lots of partners out there, if we're willing to stop demonizing each other and really work together to look at evidence-based programs that help lower violence in children and throughout the country. Murphy, who was running out of time at the time, responded that he hoped Adams would look at evidence such as the 2015 study published by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that suggests the likelihood of a crime being committed with a gun rises with the availability of guns. He said it's a little bit deeper than the problem you suggested. Adams, who was appointed to his current position by then-Governor Mike Pence, breezed through the rest of the hearing. He said he would pick science over politics, and he wanted to tackle the opioid addiction crisis. He wants to make that one of his top priorities. Senate panel voted Wednesday to confirm Adams, and his nomination now heads to the full Senate. Okay. My problem with that line of questioning is that this senator is looking at one study and no other studies. If you're going to look at one study and simply say, that's a good study, without looking at every study and saying, but I don't know about this study, I'm afraid you got a flawed set of data in front of you, brother. Now, I know why Murphy is in training to be the next Dianne Feinstein, the next Chuck Schumer. He wants to be the most anti-gun senator out there, and he does really good, really good work. But getting out there and, you know, citing a study like that, why didn't he have Dr. John Adine on there, or Dr. Timothy Wheeler from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership? That's the thing about studies. Anytime you hear somebody say, well, there's a study that says such and such, I can find 10 that say the opposite. And the real problem becomes, can we figure out which one is accurate? And that's something we all have to do. John Lott's are accurate because nobody gets out there and faults his methods, unless they're anti-gun. Everybody that's just out there, just nonpartisan on the subject, they look at it and say, his method is sound. But if you're anti-gun, well, that's deeply flawed and all this other stuff. Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you trust our economy?
How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Ammunition Depot, right now for you, for the Lock and Load listener, has... Originally, it was going to be a 48-hour special, but it actually works out to be 72, maybe about 80 hours. An 80-hour special, I don't know, 80, 90, I don't know how many. 4 days, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday till midnight. With promo code Lock and Load on the Ammunition Depot website. 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM855 Green Tip products. 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM855 Green Tip products. Promo code is Lock and Load, or Lock and Load, both will work. With the rebate that's already built in by Federal, that'll take your price per round down to 25 cents a round, right at 25 cents a round. So you're talking $250 a thousand for high grade 5.56 XM855 Green Tips. And that's exclusive to you. Let's see how many of those we can get sold. They've got a few on hand. They've got various sizes and everything. They've got some big packages if you want to go in with somebody on, you know, if you want to split it, if you want to get four guys together, they've got some 4,000 round packages that this applies to. And then you could all go out and train. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Dateline Chicago. They have opened an internal affairs investigation after a gun handed in during a turn-in event in 2004 wound up lying next to a Latin Counts gang member 8 years later in the suburbs after he was shot dead by a cop. In other words, the gun was planted. William Stewart Boyd, a Cook County judge, turned in his late father's 38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver, serial number J515268, to a Southside church in exchange for a $100 Visa card, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Those guns were supposed to be destroyed. That one wasn't. Boyd said, "I'm doing the right thing, and in the process, someone didn't do what they were supposed to do." That calls into question the process. No kidding. He asked, "What's happening after you turn these weapons in?" The gun in question turned up next to the body of 22-year-old Cesar A. Minibe, a gang member whose rap sheet included battery, sexual abuse of a minor, and unlawful use of a weapon. He was shot dead on July 5, 2012, by Cicero officer Donald Garrity, a policeman with a history of disciplinary problems, including allegedly threatening an officer after he was pulled over for driving nearly 90 miles an hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. Around the same time, when he worked for a different department in Berwyn, he was investigating for violating department policy when he allegedly wielded a high-powered rifle during a traffic stop. Records show the Minibe accident wasn't the first time he'd fired his weapon. In 2005, he shot a man who brandished a shotgun at police officers. He eventually resigned from the Berwyn Police Department and was hired by Cicero in 2012, the same year he shot Minibe. Minive's family claims the officer planted the revolver to cover up an unjustified police shooting of an unarmed man. Cicero was set to pay the family a $3.5 million settlement in a civil rights lawsuit. Wow, you got that laying around, do you? Attorneys for the Minive family said there were plenty of warnings readily available to any reasonable police department that it was not safe to put in the hands of such an unstable individual. No one would hire him except Cicero. Still, attorneys for Garrity deny he planted a weapon. Garrity and the other officer at the scene that day told investigators they were responding to reports of a gang fight. That's when Garrity saw Minibe riding away on a bicycle. When Garrity chased him, he saw Minibe point a gun at the other officer, Dominic Shulo, who was sitting in a white unmarked police car. Shulo said he was staring straight down the barrel of the handgun. That's when Garrity opened fire at Minibe, hitting him in the back. Shulo said to, talking about Minibe, he was going to shoot me through the window. If it wasn't for Garrity, he would have shot me right through the glass. Garrity's attorney said he was a hero after the shooting. He was promoted shortly after and eventually left the department after developing PTSD. John Leove, the Minibe family attorney, said this police officer should not have been a police officer. They're going to pay a substantial settlement as a result of this shooting. As for the revolver, Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi called it an extremely abnormal and troublesome event. "We are opening an internal affairs investigation today to trace this gun and verify it was taken into police custody during a turn-in and investigate how it possibly ended up back on the street." Pretty self-evident. The bigger question here is, how did it end up in Garrity's hands? Because it was turned in 8 years before he worked at that department. How did he end up with it? Where was it turned in now? Let me see where this was turned in. Oh, it doesn't say where it was turned in. See, we need to know where it was turned in. We need to know where Garrity was at that time. If he was working in a department where they took the guns, this probably happened at a church. If it was turned in at a department that took that from the church where Garrity was working, now we know that that's a significant piece of evidence. If Garrity wasn't there, well, that is also a significant piece of evidence, because now we know. Now we know that somebody got it and somehow it was taken out of the lineup to be destroyed. We need to know where all those guns went, actually, don't we? We need to know which guns were taken in and where they are. We need to, from here on out, As far as these buybacks are concerned, when the police are doing it, okay, if I was a chief of police and I was running one of these things, I would have a cameraman recording. So there would be no question me taking all of this stuff to the furnace to smelt it down, to melt it down. And if I wasn't going to have that, then I wouldn't be doing the buyback and I would not be taking the guns in. Because that is really not something I would want to be involved in just because of the questions that may arise. This happening, and it's surfacing 8 years after it's supposed to have been destroyed, it's just going to make you wonder, doesn't it? It's just going to make you wonder. It's making me wonder. Do I think Garrity was a dirty cop? He definitely had his issues. The question remains, though, and there's two things that we have to consider here. We also have to consider that Medivh may have had this gun. It may have been stolen or liberated or taken out and sold from this lineup of guns that was supposed to be destroyed. We don't know which guns they took in. Maybe they took all of the serviceable guns and let all the pieces of junk that got the $100 Visa cards get melted down, and somebody took them out and fenced them. We don't know. We don't know everything, but we do know that gun was supposed to have been gone for 8 years, and it ended up beside a dead body in a police shooting. That's what we know. Hour number two is coming up. Everybody should be going right now to Ammunition Depot and buying your ammo. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.